Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment, I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-hauler. How did we survive having to go to a two-hole?
There are so many things.
Yeah, I know. You could go for hours on this. Let's have some poetry instead.
Quick.
Jess Howard is riding along with us. He's having second thoughts.
Well, Jim was all propped up on pillows. You could see he was in pain. And there were hoses hooked to bottles dripping slowly in his veins. What's the one thing you'd do different, Jim, if this took place again? Jim thought about it some, and then he said, "That all depends. If the same thing was to happen, and I knew it in advance, I'd take along a rifle and an extra pair of pants." His top lip curled in anger as his mind was lost in thought, and in retrospect, I guess I'd probably shoot that dog I bought. He's the cause of most of my trouble, just the fact that he was there. What the hell could he been thinking of, barking at that bear? His nostrils started flaring, he was twitching in his cast, and I wouldn't ride that gray horse, I'd need something that was fast. He knew that bear was back there, 'cause he chased us down the hill, but I bailed off and ran right past him just like he was standing still. And I wouldn't climb that pine tree, but not knowing at the time, 'cause nobody'd ever told me that a grizzly bear can climb. And I wouldn't spur his head so hard when he starts getting close, 'cause of all the things I did, I think that ticked him off the most. Oh, but you said one thing I would change if I could pick. Well, I'd have stayed here at the bunkhouse and pretended I was sick.
Yeah, I think I'd have second thoughts about that as well. Absolutely.
Yeah, think twice.
Good stuff from Jess Howard.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, yeah. How did we survive?
Do you remember the horse wrecks?
Oh, my
the
goodness.
The bike wrecks.
They are firmly embedded in my psyche.
And and we are better men for it.
You know, true. Some of those horse wrecks were a good learning experience, mm-hmm. taught us a lot, even though Dad had already taught us that.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to make your own mistakes.
Yeah, and we did.
And we did,
yeah. And I remember, yeah. I was going to save my girlfriend. From the barking dog.
I love this one. This one's so awesome.
And I had quirt in hand.
You were in a buggy.
Yeah, in a buggy.
Two-wheel buggy.
Two-wheel buggy.
Yep.
And King.
Yeah.
Shetland pony.
Right.
And King was going as fast as King can go.
Those fat little legs
Those
could.
Chubby little legs. Yeah. Man, we were just
You're
hauling.
Smoking.
We yeah. were smoking.
Yeah.
And here come the dog.
Yeah.
And James was going to save the day.
Save your girlfriend.
I stepped out of the buggy.
Going way too fast.
Donkey-dee-donk. Man.
Your wheels weren't spinning when you
no,
hit the ground.
Was
that
not
was the problem.
When I hit the ground.
Oh, note to self.
Be running.
Record. Yeah. Record. Here we go.
If you're
yeah.
going to do this,
yeah.
be running
there
before
you, go.
You hit the ground.
But you know what? You learned not to do that again.
I didn't. I've never done
you
it.
You never
again.
Did that again, did you?
Absolutely
no, those
not.
Wheels don't get spinning fast enough, do they?
No.
Oh, my goodness. I remember some runaways.
Oh, the road
yeah.
rashes.
Road
oh,
rashes,
yeah.
Broken cinches. That one time when my cinch broke, I was riding an old McClellan saddle,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And that was everything happened in kind of slow
that
motion.
That was probably the original cinch on the McClellan.
I'm sure it was. It probably was a cavalry cinch. Cavalry. There we go.
There
gotta hang
there,
had to make
it.
Sure I had
we
it right. Cinch. But anyway, it broke, and I just kind of started listing
yeah.
starboard until finally I went,
dum, dum,
dum, dum, dum, dum, dum. You know, and then we were I was walking my horse home. I think one of you guys had my saddle with you. And no, I was riding bareback. You were packing my saddle. That's what
right.
it was.
Yeah.
And I remember saying, oh, I got a great idea. We should, I should lay over the horse dead. Like I'm dead, and you should pull me into the yard. Yeah, we didn't.
Not a good idea.
Not a good idea.
No.
Well, first of all, Mom would have known.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, that I was still alive. Then she would have maybe beat me close to being dead. But
well,
anyway.
Yeah, did you know that methylate burns?
Yeah. Yes, I did. Right, and especially when a big sister puts it on you in with ample coating and more and more.
Oh, right? There's a scratch.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, let's put another one on there.
Well,
yeah.
We were always told, ride your horse and put a shirt on.
Oh, my goodness.
Why?
And put shoes on.
And put shoes
on. You and I both, you went through a willow bush, didn't you?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
40 miles an hour.
Yeah, without a shirt on.
Without a shirt on.
Yeah, yeah. I went to next to a barbed wire fence without shoes on. Nice old gash.
Yeah.
Dandy. Yeah.
Still
dandy
got
gash.
It.
Yeah.
Still
got yeah. I've got the scars to prove all that. Yeah. But we survived.
How?
How did we survive?
We know how.
Wait, right. You know, sometimes when you're not so sharp upstairs, you know, the good Lord watches out for you, right?
Right. Children.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Children and drunks.
And drunks, yeah, yeah that's yeah. right. And there are three things that always tell the truth.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. yeah. Children.
Children.
Drunks.
Drunks.
And yoga pants.
And yoga
All right, yeah.
They do tell
the truth. Yeah, absolutely right.
It's a tough old sister.
Wow. Hooey. How did we survive drinking from a garden hose?
Oh, I don't know.
You know, we didn't have water bottles, you know.
Or irrigation ditch.
Or an irrigation ditch. Or some of the streams, quote-unquote streams
right,
yeah. we drank out of. Yeah.
Well, it was thirsty.
Beaver fever. I don't ever remember getting beaver fever.
I think I got it.
As a child.
I think I got it.
I think I got it as an adult,
but
I don't remember getting it as a child. You may have. Shoot, who knows? Our memories are short.
That kind of stuff we try to forget.
Well, there you go. Try to block it out, don't you? I do remember being pretty sick as a child every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
But there again, here we go one more time. Should we talk about this? There were a core sections of vaccines,
right,
that we got as kids,
right?
Okay.
Right.
You know, maybe a half a dozen total.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Now, by the time you get out of high school, there's like 180. Anyway, I'm not bad-mouthing vaccines.
No.
I'm just making the statement, how did we survive?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Right. We didn't drink water out of a bottle.
No.
We never thought about buying water.
Water?
Spending money on water?
Oh, come on.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
All right. For all you folks that love your water bottles, that's all fine and dandy, but the bad stuff you get out of a garden hose isn't near as bad as the plastic bottle, okay,
that it been sits baking in there for, in the sun.
Yeah, for however long, right?
Exactly.
We got to go to our last song.
Oh,
here
no.
we go. New West is riding along with us. This is Wild Places.
20 years of wandering and drifting with the wind. Rode for every outfit that cared to take me in. Not a dime to show for all the places that I've been. I'm traveling again. Sometimes on a quiet night, shadows settle in. You can hear your heartbeat and the voices start again. Why'd you leave it all behind, boy, when you know it might have been? And I'm traveling again to those wild places, so high and so lonesome. It's there can find some peace for my soul in those wild places. The silence caresses eyes in the candlelight and soft and satin skin. Sweet smell on a love night, and we swore it'd never end. Young lovers never stop to think the change is in the wind. But I'm rambling on again. Thought I needed time to think, room to move and grow. Headed out to make a life in a traveling rodeo. Next thing I remember, I'm alone and growing old, and I'm traveling, still traveling, always traveling, I'm traveling again. In those wild places, the silence caresses like young tender kisses. So long ago.
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
How did we survive that?
How in the world did we survive this show?
A whole show.
Well, we're going to get some email on it. I can guarantee it. Yeah.
Well, you had to bring up the vaccine thing.
Sure.
You done stepped in.
I know it. It was me. I'm sorry. I apologize. Just like our disclaimer.
Right.
I'm sorry you were offended, but do not apologize for what I said.
There you go.
All right. You know, we would share a soft drink out of a glass bottle,
mm-hmm.
you know, six of us.
Yeah.
And never got sick.
Hey, you drink too much.
Yeah, all right.
You miss yeah. your turn.
Oh, you know, this whole splitting the candy bar thing?
Yeah.
Our, I think it was Aunt Marguerite, I believe, had the best solution to that.
Uh-huh.
She would let one child cut the candy bar,
candy bar,
and the other child got to pick which half.
Got to pick.
There was no griping. There was no complaining.
There was a fair cut.
He got the bigger half. Well, you cut it.
You cut it.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness sakes. We ate real butter.
Bacon. Raw milk.
Raw milk. Mom's white bread.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. Ooh, I would love to have some more of that.
Man, yeah.
Oh, we would leave first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't see us till the sun went down.
Dark.
And they didn't worry about us.
Right.
We couldn't check in with a cell phone.
No, we did not. We tried smoke signals a time or two.
Yeah.
But they didn't work.
No, they didn't like that because they knew we were burning something down.
Exactly.
Yeah, don't do that. I remember as a kid, we actually tried to do that.
We did.
We built a fire and tried to send smoke signals. It never worked.
This ain't working.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, come on, man. Well, you know, we didn't have Xboxes. We didn't have Nintendos. We went outside. We got on our horses. We went for hours and we left. And
that's... You picked up a stick.
Yep.
And it was anything you needed it to be whole day.
That's a fact. It was a gun. It was a sword. Yeah, exactly. We broke bones. We had stitches and there were no lawsuits.
Right.
Yep. That's right.
And the community could still spank you.
Exactly. Exactly.
And would. Got it.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, folks, want to stay tuned for next week.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, how come?
Don't pick that up,
so stay tuned.
I will.
And, folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
How did we survive that?